Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome. For those visiting us today or listening in, a special welcome to you. Today is our carol service, and we hope that it's something that as we look at it today, that we might feel that in years to come we can invite friends along to and hear the gospel in Bible readings, song and prayer. So today there'll be a series of Bible readings, singing and carols, of course. And because we're seeing more than what we would normally do of a Sunday, and as frequently, there'll be some carols that will invite you to stay seated and others will invite you to stand and sing along as well. The words of the Bible normally would be up on the screen for as we hear it read, but where they come from in the Bible will be up on the screen as we travel through the scriptures from the Old Testament through to the New, and we hear of God's unfolding plan of reconciling himself to us, to you and to me, and that we might know peace with God. Now, before we start, let me pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, at his birth the praises of God were sung by a multitude of the heavenly hosts. Unite our voices now with theirs, and grant that in our Christmas carols we may worship you with joyful lips and thankful hearts for the glory of your holy name. Amen. Well, our first Bible reading and carol take us back 700 years before the birth of Christ. They speak of what mankind had become and of the promise of God. God, out of his great love and mercy, despite what we had become, would rescue us, would save us, restore us to himself, and bring peace between himself and man. Hear the longing of God's people and the call to trust God at his word in the Bible reading and in the first carol. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will arise and I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called: the Lord, our righteous Saviour. Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely. For then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, God with us. The singing of our first carol will be sung, the first verse, by Rosemary. The young lad and Linda and myself will join in with the refrain. We'll sing the second verse together, and then would you join with us in singing the third, fourth and the fifth verse. Please remain seated. Hear the mourning and hear the longing and the hope.
Oh come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Come true branch of Jesse.
always keeps his promises, for he is faithful and loving towards all he has made. Our next Bible reading and two carols take us back to the time when God kept his promise. The time came for the Christ to be born, for Israel to rejoice. Mary and Joseph are prepared for what was to be. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Our next hymn is Silent Night, Holy Night. Please stay seated for this one. And the second is Once in Royal David City, of which I'll ask you to stand and sing that one with us.
Holy night, holy is come, holy.
can't, said hello to the person next to you. Just say good morning. Welcome to church. The Lord be with you. And also with you. The Lord be with you. Once in Royal David City stood a lowly cattle shed where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Well, surely the most important event in human history, the birth of God's Son, was not just meant to be known by one young woman, her fiancé, his donkey and a cow or two lowing in a stable. Surely God would want all the world to know and to celebrate in a way that only God could do, and he did. We ought to celebrate with God and with all the angels in heaven for the one who would bring peace between God and us had come into the world. Our next Bible reading is from Luke chapter 2. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angels said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Well, those shepherds weren't expecting angels, were they? Well, our next song is a family song, and I need some people to be wolves. Well, stay suited, young lady. We're going to have some singing. We need some wolves.
Yep. So what we're going to do is this half of the congregation, you guys are going to be the wolves.
So we need some...
Okay, so can you go like this? Arr! Ready, on three. 1, 2, 3.
Arr! Okay. Sophie, I can't hear you.
All right. This side of the congregation, you're going to be looking out for lions, okay? So you've got to go, rah! Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Rah!
Okay, I think we just need the wolves one more go. Don't be shy, okay? Wolves are scary. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Arr!
Okay. So Sophie and Erwin, do you want to come up and sing this song with us? Because this is a cool kids song. It's
you want to come up the front and sing?
This is a song about looking out, what the shepherds were looking
with Dad
out for.
And, Mum.
And they were looking carefully after their sheep, but they weren't looking out for lions. They were looking out for lions, they were looking out for wolves, but they weren't looking out for angels.
Yes, and the angels had a message for them too, to look out for someone else.
We're going to sing it through. The verses and the choruses are all the same. I'm sure you'll catch on as we go. Okay. This is written by a friend of mine.
The shepherds were carefully watching all the sheep one night. The shepherds were carefully watching all the sheep one night. They were looking out for wolves. Ooh! They were looking out for lions. Rah! But they weren't looking out, no, they weren't looking out, no, they weren't looking out for angels.
Got the idea? Here we go.
A light, so bright.
A light,
so bright, gave them a terrible fright.
A light, so bright.
A light, so bright, gave them a terrible fright. They were looking out for wolves.
Oh!
They were looking out for lions.
Rah!
But they weren't looking out, no. They weren't looking out, no. They weren't looking out for angels.
Well done.
An angel said,
"It's okay, don't run away. Listen to everything I have to say. It's okay, don't run away. Listen to everything I have to say. You've been looking out for wolves.
Ooh.
You've been looking out for lions.
Rah.
But I'm telling you, look out, yes. I'm telling you, look out, yes. I'm telling you, look out for Jesus.
Good news for you and you. Good news for you and yes, it's true.
Good news for you, good news for you. Good news for you and yes, it's true.
A king has come, a king has come. For everyone.
A baby boy, yes, a baby boy, yes. A baby boy called Jesus.
Well done. Back to the beginning.
The shepherds were carefully watching all the sheep one night. The shepherds were carefully watching all the sheep one night. They were looking out for wolves.
Ooh!
They were looking out for lions.
Rah!
But they weren't looking out, no. They weren't looking out, no. They weren't looking out for angels.
All right, everyone's going to stand and we're going to sing our next carols together. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled.
Hark!
But how would the Christ bring about our salvation and peace? How would God reconcile us sinners to himself? How will Jesus save his people from their sin? It was no afterthought of God, but the plan from the very beginning of time. God knew that we could not do it by ourselves, so he chose to do it himself for us. The Christ, his own Son and Mary's, must take the punishment for our sins. Justice and mercy must be served. The shadow of the cross and resurrection lay across the manger from the very first day. Our next two Bible readings tell us that at the time that the Christ was born, there were those who knew this, and that it was the only way that God could reconcile himself to us and us to him. Their gratitude and thankfulness to God serve as an example for us. For one who has sinned much and been forgiven much, loves God much. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory for your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at the very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Sight to the blind. Mary, did you know your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little did you know your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect? This sleeping child you're holding is the Grand Great I Am.
With Mary, we know why God sent his Christ into the world, and we know how he brought about our salvation and peace. We know that our thoughts at Christmas are to look beyond the birth to the reason for his coming. We know that God in Christ would reconcile us sinners to himself at the cross and by rising from the dead. And yet, though we know what God has done for us and requires of us as his saved people, we continue to fail to love him and our neighbour as we ought. So trusting in God's salvation, love, mercy and forgiveness in obedience to him, let's take this moment now to confess our sin and say together. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have gone our own way, not loving you as we ought, nor loving our neighbour as ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word and deed, and in what we have failed to do. We deserve your condemnation. Father, forgive us. Help us to love you and our neighbour and to live for your honour and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Be assured that in his mercy and great love, Almighty God has promised forgiveness to all who turn to him in faith. He pardons us and sets us free from all our sins. May he strengthen us to do his will and keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Join with me in this Christmas prayer together. Lord God Almighty, King of glory and love eternal, you are worthy at all times to receive adoration, praise, and thanksgiving. But especially at this time of the year, as we celebrate the sending of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to forgive our sins and make us friends with you forever. So take captive our minds and wills, that we may do all that is necessary to prepare ourselves and worship you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Looking forward to his return, in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing, O Come, All You Faithful.
Oh,
It's 2 years later, and the scene is very different. You'd think that by now the world would have known the Christ, and all peoples of the world would have flocked to Bethlehem to worship the Christ child, especially God's people, the Jews. But not so. Not too unlike our world today. But some came. Our next two Bible readings remind us, Christ came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the peoples, chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." Well, after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Let's stand and sing We Three Kings.
Star, oh, star,
bitter perfume breathes the life of gathering gloom. Sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone's cold tomb. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King
God meets all our needs, and he often does so through others. Christmas is a special time of giving to others. The greatest gift we can give to another is for them to hear of the good news of the Christ. Like the kings in our Bible reading, we have an opportunity to give towards ministry in this place and beyond throughout the year with thankfulness for those who bring to us and to others the good news of Jesus. Well, our service of carols and lessons has almost come to a close. There is only one more Bible reading and one more carol to sing. I trust our journey back in time has been helpful to remember why we celebrate Christmas. For in our busyness and distracting world, we can easily forget, can't we? That where we find true comfort and where we find true joy, peace and forgiveness is in nothing else than being known by God and knowing him, saved, forgiven, safe and secure, and deeply loved forever, because God, Emmanuel, became one of us in Christ. Well, next Sunday is Christmas Day, and our service starts at 9 a.m. What time? 9 a.m. I'm going to remember that one, Rosemary. All right. 9 a.m., not 9:30. He'll come knocking at the door. And it will be a service of Holy Communion where we remember God's great love for us in Christ, in coming into the world, and the love we ought to have for one another. So please stay and continue the fellowship after church this morning for a little while. And for those who are planning to join Rosemary and I for lunch in the hall, just make your way over towards the hall via the preschool door there at Bay Street around about 11:15 at time. Well, here is the final Bible reading, and it comes from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 11. How are we to respond to God's great love towards us in Christ Jesus? Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Let's stand and sing God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for reminding us from your word, the Bible, and in song of your great love and mercy towards us in Christ Jesus. As you once did for your people in the past as they waited for your Son's first advent, so grant to us the same grace to have faith to trust you at your word and to wait faithfully and serve you faithfully and patiently for his second coming to fulfill all things that you have promised. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. And please join us for Christmas Day, 9 a.m. Holy Communion next Sunday morning. If you would like a private prayer after the service today, you're welcome to come to the front and Tony and Barbara will be there to pray with you.